Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
NFL draft is all wrapped up, and it is time to give you 5 steals from the Big 12 Conference. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo, and I am so glad you're here, as always, joining us on the show. Hit that like button. Make sure you are subscribed. And same thing on the podcast. 5-star ratings and reviews are always appreciated. So I thought the NFL draft was fascinating because one of our guys out of the Big 12, Shedeur Sanders, was the star of the weekend for good and for bad. We'll get to that. But first, let me give you my top 5 steals of the NFL draft out of the Big 12. I'll count them down from 5 to 1. Number 1 being the biggest steal of the NFL draft. At number 5, I'm putting Shedeur Sanders, quarterback from Colorado, 5th round to the Cleveland Browns. Now, you might say, Shedeur, how could he possibly be a steal? This is... No. Roll it back for a second. This guy was talked about as a top 5, top 10 pick. Then you were hearing late 1st round. Then you were hearing maybe 2nd round. Then he falls to the 5th round. Say what you want about Shedeur Sanders, and I have a lot to say. But in the 5th round, that's a steal. For a guy whose physical attributes graded out to be maybe late 1st, early 2nd round, at worst, to get him in the 5th round is a steal. Okay? So you got to look at that side of it and say, is there value in the pick? And there absolutely is value, because in the NFL, if you hit the quarterback, you're set for a decade, right? At least. Barring major injury, you are set up to be competitive for a decade if you hit the one position. It's the most important position in football. It's the most important position in sports. And they took a chance on a guy in a 5th round who had largely 1st round grades. That's a deal. That's a steal. So I'm putting Shedeur in my top 5 for Big 12 steals of the NFL draft. Number 4, I'm going with Devin Neal, Kansas running back picked by the New Orleans Saints in the 6th round. If you watch the Big 12 the last couple of years, you watch Devin Neal. And you watch this guy be a workhorse. He's elusive, but he also can be a power back and run well in the power game when he needs to. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's very effective in short passes in the flat and then making defenders miss. And this guy was really good yards after catch out of the backfield. Combine that with his running ability, and I think the Saints in the 6th round got themselves a great deal in Devin Neal, especially playing in New Orleans, fast track, indoor, at a dome. That can be, just a major piece of the offensive puzzle in New Orleans going forward. So Devin Neal is number 4 for me on this list of top 5 steals in the 2025 NFL draft out of the Big 12. At number 3, Wyatt Millam, West Virginia offensive guard, taken in the 3rd round by the Jacksonville Jaguars. This guy was a consensus All-American in 2024. He was the Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year after being a second-team All-Big 12 pick 2 years ago. He's played the left side. He's played the right side. He is projected as a guard at the next level, mostly because his arms are a little short for tackle. But he's got a great initial push. He has held up well against top pass rushers, and he was just a consistent stud during his time in Morgantown. And frankly, didn't get the credit he deserved because the program wasn't very good the last couple of years under Neil Brown. But Wyatt Millam's a stud. He can play in this league for, several years, probably at guard. But you know what? You get a staple at guard for 5 to 10 years, you're feeling good about yourself if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, and got good value in the 3rd round as well. At number 2, Cam Scataboo to the New York Giants in the 4th round. Of course, Cam became a household name after his performance in the college football playoff for Arizona State against Texas. Almost won him that game single-handedly. But this guy is more than just that game. Big 12 fans saw it all season long. And, you know, think about this. He's the first player since Christian McCaffrey in 2015 to have at least 1,500 rushing yards and 500 receiving yards in a single season. Great balance, excellent pass catcher, can do it on both ends. No one's got a bigger motor, right, than this guy. So you've got Cam Scataboo. I mean, the guy's crying when he gets picked. I'm not saying he's going to be Christian McCaffrey, but there are some similarities there. And don't forget, Christian McCaffrey was a top 10 pick in the NFL draft back in 2017. Cam Scataboo falls to the fourth round. And I'm not saying he, listen, he was probably at the high end, a late second round pick, early third round pick. You get him in the fourth round, you got a steal. In an NFL that is becoming more and more positionless, where you want guys who can do a little bit of everything, Cam Scataboo can be that dude for the New York Giants. No one's going to work harder. He will quickly become a fan favorite in the Big 12, or excuse me, in New York for the Giants. And it's going to be tremendous to watch him at the next level. I can't wait. And at number one for my top five steals out of the Big 12 Conference in the NFL Draft, I have got Ollie Gordon, running back for Oklahoma State, going in the sixth round to the Miami Dolphins. So Ollie Gordon had a 2023 season for the ages, led FBS in rushing yards, and he ranked second in touchdowns. He's a big back, size, strength, can break tackles. What happened last year? His offensive line blew. The team stunk. Gundy's squad went 0-9 in the Big 12. They were an absolute utter mess. As Mel Kiper Jr. said after the pick, Barry Sanders could not have found holes behind the Oklahoma State offensive line last year. That's how bad they were. Ollie Gordon was getting first-round love in mock drafts at this time last year for 2025. He goes down to the sixth round. Miami got an absolute deal here with Ollie Gordon. There is no doubt in my mind. Unbelievable. And yes, he's got to work as a pass blocker, but he has the size and the strength to develop that part of the game. And you're talking about a sixth-round pick. I mean, I'm here in Kansas City. At some point, I was like, can the Chiefs grab this guy? They need help at running back. And they got a guy from SMU in the sixth round. But I'm sitting there saying, Ollie Gordon, anybody, hello. Notice how I had three Big 12 running backs, and I could have had Taj Brooks. I could have had DJ Giddens. The Big 12 did not get the credit it deserved for the play of the running backs this past season. I could have had all five running backs on that list. I know Tech fans are going to be upset I didn't have Taj Brooks on there, and you may have a point. Same thing with K-State fans and DJ Giddens. Taj Brooks had a lot of wear and tear on the tires. Giddens, I thought, was just on the outside looking in. We can debate the semantics of that. The point is, the Big 12 had great running back play, and I just don't think the Big 12 gets the credit it deserves when it comes to running back play, because people still think it's a pass-happy, 51-50 kind of a game where teams are putting up 7-8 touchdowns like it's nothing. That's not the Big 12 anymore. It hasn't been in a long time. And I do think that if these guys have success at the next level, it will help the programs. It will help as well as, the entire Big 12 conference branding at that running back position, because this league was very deep at running back this year, and it deserves a lot more credit than it received, and that was evident watching the NFL draft. I couldn't believe some of these guys falling. I know the running back position in general does not get the love that it should, but still, I was surprised to see some of these guys go fifth, sixth, seventh round, undrafted in some cases as well. Make sure you are hitting that like button right now on the video. We appreciate you doing that. Same thing on the podcast. Drop us that 5-star rating. And review helps us tremendously with the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. and joining us here as well. And let us know where you're watching from right now in real time. We'd love to give you guys a shout out as we do each and every show here at Heartland College Sports. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Thank you, guys. Hey, now you're arguing in the comments about who's hitting the like button. Just everybody do it. You're watching live. You're on YouTube. You're on Facebook, whatever. You're on X. You're on the podcast. What you can do on the podcast is hit the 5 stars. So thank you, guys. Really do appreciate that.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Let Exclusive Furniture spring clean your sleep with an ultimate sleep reset package. Springtime is the best time to refresh your sleep. Save up to $800 on a sleep reset package, complete with mattress, mattress protector, pillows, sheets, and an adjustable base for maximum comfort. Plus, 60 months no interest financing, and we'll haul away your old mattress and recycle it for free. Upgrade, refresh, and save.
This is Exclusive Furniture, where low prices live.
And better sleep begins.
Every day.
See store for details.
Okay, speaking of undrafted players, let me give you 10 undrafted players out of the Big 12 that I thought were just absolute steals. Kobe Bryant, Kansas cornerback, goes to the Atlanta Falcons. I thought he'd be drafted. Didn't happen for him. He had a great career with the Jayhawks, 4-year starter, maybe a bit undersized, but man, this guy was a ball hawk, and I'm surprised that he went undrafted. Other names in the Big 12 that went undrafted that landed in good spots. Caleb Etienne, BYU offensive tackle, going to the Cincinnati Bengals. That could be a steal of all steals right there. That was darn impressive to see him land where he did. Very good job and pick up there by the Bengals. Steve Klotz, Iowa State tight end, goes to the Chargers. Back-to-back second team all Big 12 guy. And started his career as a walk-on, classic Iowa State story, under-recruited, walk-on guy, gets a scholarship, finishes as just your classic Iowa State player, overlooked, gets developed, and is able to find himself with an NFL contract, and that could be major upside. Playing in Jim Harbaugh's offense, that's the perfect guy right there for Jim Harbaugh if he gets a shot, which we'll have to see how that plays out. Melo Dotson, another Kansas secondary player, thought he might get drafted late day three, didn't happen. He ends up with the Raiders. Matt Jones, a linebacker, also going to the Raiders. He played at Baylor, really solid player, went undrafted as well. And a guy, two guys really, who have a chance to make a roster that frankly isn't very good. And I can't say I like where they landed because that organization is such an absolute mess. But you got a chance to make the team, which matters as well. Brennan Presley, Oklahoma State wide receiver, he goes to the Rams. Great fit for him there. Maybe the most underrated wide receiver in the draft. We had him on, we did a Q&A with Brennan Presley. It's on the website at heartlandcollegesports.com. We also posted the conversation with Brian Clinton, who is our managing editor. We posted that on the podcast only. So if you want to hear that conversation with Brennan Presley, it's only on the podcast, Apple and Spotify, audio only. And the one thing you'll notice is Brennan Presley, I mean, this guy takes his craft very seriously, and he's really smart. Yeah, he's tiny at 5'8", but let's not forget what this guy did at Oklahoma State. He set the Oklahoma State record in receptions. He's 7th in touchdowns, 6th in receiving yards, 4th all-time in all-purpose yards. Can he be that Hunter Renfro type at the next level? We'll see. But I thought he might get picked late day three. Didn't happen. And that, listen, disappointing, I'm sure, but he gets a great spot out there with the LA Rams fitting into that offense as well. Tyler Batty, BYU defensive lineman, goes to the Minnesota Vikings, multi-year starter at BYU. He's older. He's 25. I think he'll be 26, like, early in the NFL season this fall. But this is the guy that you want. First team All Big 12 after being a second team All Big 12 guy 2 years ago. Knack for the ball, forced a lot of fumbles and recovered them during his career as well. He's 6'6", he's 270, no downside here, and a good pickup and a good fit with the Minnesota Vikings for Tyler. Corey Kiner, Cincinnati running back, ends up with the San Francisco 49ers. Another great spot for him. Kyle Shanahan, that offense, they like to kind of work through guys. Obviously, they've had a slew of injuries. They're a pretty veteran team as well on that side of the ball, so that may open up some options for Corey. He was a workhorse at Cincinnati. Team wasn't very good, but listen, he's the kind of guy who in the right spot with the right breaks can have an NFL career. And I can't think of a better place than in that offense with Kyle Shanahan if he can, of course, make the team as an undrafted free agent. Meantime, Trey Rucker, Oklahoma State safety, ends up with the Commanders. Played at Wake Forest before going to Oklahoma State. Has some great games during his career. Really had a hot start last year before slowing down a little bit. He was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week after 15 tackles in the season opener against South Dakota State. He had a huge game in that tough loss to Utah last year in Stillwater. Remember that Oklahoma State-Utah game in late September? We thought that game was going to determine potentially who was going to play for the Big 12 championship. And then those two teams went a combined 2-16. Insane. I mean, how bad is that? They were awful. Both of them, obviously. But that was a great game. And we thought we could have been watching like a potential Big 12 championship game preview. Boy, were we all wrong about that. But undrafted with the Commanders, good slot there. And then last on this list is Jalen Conyers, Texas Tech tight end, goes to the Miami Dolphins. So this guy bounced around. He was at Oklahoma, then he went to Arizona State, and then he finally found his calling at Texas Tech, where he appeared in 13 games, had three starts, was fourth on the team with 30 catches for 320 yards, had five receiving touchdowns, very good in the red zone, and he's a former quarterback. He started a couple of games at quarterback for Arizona State. 6'3", 260, finished off 2024 as a second-team All-Big 12 guy. High upside player, obviously very smart. I mean, if you start at quarterback at that level and then you transition to tight end and you become an All-Big 12 player, you're not a dummy and you're a hard worker. That's what you're looking for. And then when you got the size to go along with it, that is a steal for Miami. I mean, Miami got a lot of Big 12 guys, right? I just talked about Ollie Gordon in the sixth round, Jalen Conyers, Texas Tech tight end as an undrafted free agent. That is a really solid pick right there. So you got to love that. And those are my 10 undrafted Big 12 players that I thought landed in really good spots and were steals as well. So, shall we talk about Shedeur Sanders here on the show? Pete Mundo with you on Heartland College Sports. Make sure you like the video below. Shedeur falls to the fifth round. The moral of this story is a very simple one. Humility never hurts. This is not a story about arm strength. It is not a story about dad. It is not a story about Instagram. It is a story about humility. And when you are a young man in your early 20s and you are being asked to move up to the next level with grown men who have families, who are in their 30s, who don't want to hear the BS from a 22-year-old kid, walking in there with grace and humility, but also some confidence and a little bit of swagger never hurts. is a winning combo. And not having it will have you crossed off a lot of lists. I'm not going to go through every rumor that's been out there about Shadur and the draft process and who he met with and who liked him and who didn't. You've all seen those on social media. I can't confirm or deny any of them. What we can do and what we can agree on, what we know to be truthful because we saw it with our own two eyes with Shadur playing in the Big 12 and during this entire draft process, humility is A-okay. In fact, it is welcomed, especially at that position in the NFL where you have to have confidence, but especially coming out of the gates, you have got to be humble. Who are the best quarterbacks of the last couple of decades? Tom Brady. You know, Tom Brady, as his career went on, yeah, he got a little cocky, but he had multiple Super Bowls at that point. He would talk some trash. Early in his career, he walked in, no one knew who the guy was, he was kind of awkward looking, and he was a grinder. Patrick Mahomes, coming out of Texas Tech, top 10 pick, sat for a year under Alex Smith. And then, of course, he takes the reins, he's won multiple Super Bowls, and even when you watch him, there is a great sense of confidence, but also humility with Patrick Mahomes. He's not puffing his chest out all day, and yes, he'll talk a little smack on the field as well, but he's got the right balance of confidence and humility. When you compare the confidence and humility scales for Shadur Sanders, they were way out of whack. The confidence, way up here. The humility, way down here. You know it, and I know it. And that, regardless of all the rumors that we all saw, that was the thing that appeared to be the consensus amongst all NFL GMs, front office folks, and coaches. That's it. When you've got a guy who has a setup for the NFL draft and the words legendary are behind it, without you having played a single snap in the league, how do you not look in the mirror and say, what am I doing? How are grown men who have been in the league for years going to perceive that? How am I going to gain their trust? How am I going to make sure that they believe in me and they want to leave it all out on the field for me? And that's where Deion Sanders, as the father here, let his son down. That is indisputable. Now, Deion's prime time. You're a cornerback. You want to do that stuff. You're a wide receiver. It's a different position. It's not quarterback. I mean, Troy Aikman was not Deion Sanders in terms of how he carried himself, right? Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, very different in how they carry themselves. This position and how you carry yourself is critically important. And Deion knows that. He's seen this sport at the highest level, and that's the part I can't figure out. Shadur Sanders is a young man in his early 20s. He only knows so much about life. And for a guy who clearly is beloved and admired by his sons, how he doesn't understand the message that these kids need to convey, most notably Shadur, because he's the quarterback to these NFL teams, I just can't figure it out. I don't understand. I think Deion let Shadur Sanders down here. He's the one who's got to know better on his son's behalf. And yes, you want to let your kid be your kid. I get it. You don't want to box him in or pretend they're something they're not. None of us want that for our children, whether they're going to be pro athletes or not. But at the same time, he knows better than anybody how this game is played and what NFL teams look for. And frankly, what grown men in locker rooms want to deal with. If you're prime time as a cornerback, that's fine. If you're acting like prime as a 21-year-old who's simply his kid, who hasn't played a snap in the NFL and went 13-12 as a college football starter, we've got a different story here. And that is what was totally lost in the conversation. Nobody in media wants to blame Deion because a lot of them have relationships with Deion and they just want to, you know, make it all about Shadur. Having a professional athlete father can be a blessing or a curse. It may have been a blessing for Shadur because it got him to this point, but it also could have been a curse without the last couple of months played out. And one thing that was apparently noted is obviously, you know, Shadur picked and chose what he wanted to do when it came to off-season workouts, pro days, things like that, senior bowls. Big 12 had a pro day right after the Big 12 tournament. It's a weird time because it's in the middle of the NCAA tournament, but one thing that was noted apparently by a scout is he didn't want to perform there. And it's like, man, if people are, if you're not a lock for a top 3 to 5 pick, you just do whatever the scouts want you to do. Not only because it's good for you physically, but it shows that you're committed. It shows that, like any job interview, you've interviewed for jobs. I have too, right? When you interview for a job, what happens? You basically say, tell me where and when. If you want that job, you say to that potential employer, where and when do you need me? I will be there. It shows that you care. It shows that you're passionate. It shows that you're serious about the position and that you want it. Shadur didn't do that. There was an arrogance. You want to see me? You want to interview me? You do it on my time. And boy, you have got to be otherworldly to get away with that and have it work out. And clearly, it did not work out for Shadur Sanders. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for being here. Make sure you are liking the video and subscribing to the podcast. We are glad that you are here on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. I did want to mention this as well. I just wanted to give this a quick note and a quick shout out. We have a merch shop. You guys are well aware. Probably have seen all the gear that we've been wearing and sharing on social media. I want to throw this out there to you. If you have great merch ideas, reach out to me, Pete Mundo at HeartlandCollegeSports.com, and just whatever it is, whatever your idea for a t-shirt might be, it can be a phrase, a saying, really anything, reach out to me. We'll then put out a poll to our followers on social media in the weeks ahead, and we'll get you some free merch if your idea is picked as the winning item to add to our merch shop. So just email me, Pete Mundo at HeartlandCollegeSports.com with your ideas. And if your idea is picked as the winner, you will get a bunch of free gear. So just throwing that out there, I want to get our free gear and just our gear in general out and rolling before college football gets underway here. In what, 4 months? It's going to be here before we know it. You know that and I know that. It's going to be great. And with that, let's do our small town shout out. We got, I think, the smallest town we've got on the list this morning. Dennis is in Calo, Utah. Population 209. Look at that. Western Utah, population 209, a community in northern Snake Valley. Never heard of it. The elevation is higher than the population. So that tells me all I need to know right there. When your elevation exceeds your population, you are a small town. That is absolutely outstanding. I love it. Well done, guys. Excellent work. And we are always grateful you're here on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. If you have not joined our forums, make sure you do that. Free. Great way to be a part of the fan base. We are growing the forums, interacting with Big 12 fans. We'll do some watch parties and stuff as we get towards the football season. Hop on there. I am on there every single day, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, and go Big 12.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.